Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. I get that all the time. And then it never gets old, being called Mr. Humble. Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Ken Grombach, yet another founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a 1998 model. That's right. That's when he joined us the first time. In fact, this is our 13th anniversary of Ken's first interview with us. He is the author of a number of books, but his new one is called The Age Curve. He is our top demographer in the Brain Trust and one of the top in the world. He's our good friend Ken Grombach. Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Hey, Ken, you've reported to us over the years about some of the demographic issues and facts and figures that people have around the world, China, Europe, the United States. Japan is one of the countries that really has stood out as a classic example of a country that has a challenge from a demographic standpoint. You've taught us over the years that they stopped having babies basically about 30 years ago. And so my question to you is, overlay that, you know, dyed in the wool, it's entrenched over there, that's done, nothing they can do about that from a population standpoint. Overlay the new triple whammy circumstances that they've got over there now with the hurricane, the earthquake, the tsunami, and now the radiation problem. Overlay, put all that together and tell us what you think. What do you see?
Well, quite obviously, this is a tragedy for Japan, and my heart goes out to,
of course,
the Japanese people, and really, that first. About 30 years ago, and this has been voluntary on the part of the Japanese people. It's unlike China, where it's a state mandate, but they've limited themselves to about one child per couple. And if you took a look at the population, it would be a bell-shaped curve, and right about at the top of the bell-shaped curve are people 60, 65, and then it trails off dramatically to the present. What that does, it does several things. One of the things it does is that if you are a nation that's economically sound, that's both producing and consuming, you cut your consumption naturally because there are fewer people, which means that you have to sell to other nations to survive. Now,
mm-hmm.
Japan has done that very, very successfully in the United States and elsewhere. But when it comes to critical things like raising an army or police force or workforce, they don't have it. And it's already weak. And what Jim, what's happened now with this, as you say, triple whammy, is the underlying weakness of a faulty demography surfaces. It's like the tide goes out, and there it is. When you don't, you're simply not going to have enough people to care for the older part of the population. You're not going to have enough people to pay taxes. You're not going to have enough people to consume to keep your economy viable. It's not going to be a triple whammy. I mean, I don't know how to say it in terms of 6 and 7 and 8 things coming at them, but it's not good.
So, yes, very interesting. And that's what we know. In fact, Bill Dunkelberg in the last hour talked about the fact that they're an exporter nation, but you know, their economy has been moribund for two decades. It's been in a recession. I've never seen anything like it. Japan.
Yeah, fly as a pancake. Yeah.
Japan, exactly. And so you're saying, are you attributing that? I mean, I've thought that a lot of their recessionary problems were based on the government policies, because for most of the 90s, the governments were propping up the banks who would not let failed companies fail. Their honor would prevent them from doing that. And that was what was making the China Revolution back in the 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s so great, was because the government was heavily involved, the state was heavily involved. Are you saying that their demographic scenario is going to continue to, or is causing part of their economic problems?
I'm saying long-term, the demographic issue they have created in their country is their economic problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have the consumers that we, in America, we still have a lot of consumers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not as manifest in China yet.
Yeah.
But the exact same thing is going to happen in China, but it's going to happen on a grander scale.
And out a few years.
Right. Well, not so few, but yes, exactly.
Maybe a generation or so from now.
No, I think it's even less than that.
Half a generation?
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. Quick break. 20 till. Right back with Ken Grombach. He's got some other things he wants to talk to us about that is going to make us a lot smarter. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.